couldn't continue. "It's okay," he said. "No problem." "I wish I had a way to thank you," I said. "I really appreciate what you've done." "No problem," he said again. "Listen, if you want to thank me, the next time you see someone in trouble, help them. That will pay me back. And tell them to do the same to someone else. It'll make the world a better place." When the train stopped, I rushed to Platform 1. And sure enough, the Leeds train was there waiting. And a few hours later, I was with my mum in hospital. Even now, years later, whenever I think of her, I remember the good ticket inspector on that late-night train to Peterborough. It changed me from a young man who was nearly a criminal into a decent human being. I've been trying to pay him back ever since then.
5.2.
The ticket inspector touched my arm. "Listen," he said. "When we get to Peterborough Station, run as fast as you can to Platform 1. The Leeds train will be there." I looked at him, without really understanding what he had said. "What do you mean?" I said. "Is the train late or something?" "No, it's not late," the ticket inspector said. "I've just radioed Peterborough Station. The train is going to wait for you. As soon as you get on, it'll leave. The passengers will complain, but let's not worry about that. You'll get home, and that's the main thing." And he walked away. I suddenly realised what an amazing thing he had done. I got up and went after him. I wanted to give him everything I had, all the money in my wallet, but I knew he would be offended. I grabbed his arm. I just wanted to... But I could